This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
Has our world gone insane to the point where it's like, you know, 100 million people are diabetic almost or on the verge of it. Another 50 million people in America are obese.
The Health Ranger Report.
And nobody's talking about, maybe we should stop making people sick.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
The signs are all there and the trends are pointing to a massive global real estate correction over the next few years, probably beginning sometime this year in 2017. I'm recording this in June of 2017, and you're listening to the Health Ranger Report. So thank you for joining me. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. And of course, part of my job is to help you avoid the risks in the world and to keep you healthy with nutrition and the best nutritional science that's available today. That's a lot of what I do. But I'm also, I want all the fans and readers of Natural News and followers of my work to be protected against financial loss and financial wipeout. So that's why I'm focusing on this topic today. And I'm also, that's why I'm mentioning the date. This is late June 2017, and it looks like a major real estate correction slash crash is in the works for the next 5 years, from, let's say, sometime in 2017 to maybe ending in the year 2023. During this five-year period, we are very likely to see major corrections in most large cities, but not all cities. And I'll talk about which cities are most likely to have the real estate correction or crash. Cities like London and Rio and even Tokyo and cities in the United States like New York and Los Angeles and San Diego and so on are suffering from major overvaluation. But the biggest bubble is in China, where they have built entire ghost cities of buildings and apartments that are sold for sometimes insane prices, like $100,000 for a small apartment smaller than 100 square feet. Seriously, smaller than a 10 by 10 room, they are selling for $100,000. The real estate bubble is out of control in places like China, certain cities there. But it's almost global. I mean, San Francisco, totally out of control. Major bubble in San Francisco. Seattle, same deal. Certain cities on the East Coast as well. The only city that's rising that won't be such, that won't suffer such a huge fall is probably something like Austin, Texas, because a lot of people are moving to Austin, Texas, trying to escape the tyranny and the taxation of places like California. So there really is a fundamental increase in the number of people and the amount of demand in Austin, although it could still suffer a correction of 10 to 20, maybe even 30% on the extreme side, whereas other cities could see real estate fall as much as 60 to 70%, you know, like San Francisco. You're going to see, likely, based on the trends that we're seeing right now, you're going to see a massive fall of real estate in San Francisco. Now, what does this mean for you in terms of practical ways to protect your wealth? Number one, it's always important to own the place where you live. So in no way am I saying that you should sell the place where you're living and then hope the prices drop and then buy it back later. That's too disruptive. You always need a roof over your head, and it's important to own it. So wherever you're living, whether it's a house, an apartment, a ranch, you know, preferably a rural property is the better way to go, make sure you own that free and clear as quickly as possible. You want to eliminate that risk completely, including eliminating the risk of that ever being foreclosed. So pay off your home loan as early as you can. So own your home free and clear so that you're okay in case you suffer a loss of personal income. But what I'm talking about selling, or at least thinking about selling, would be speculative real estate properties. If you are a real estate investor in commercial property or residential property, especially if you own other homes that you're renting out to other people in cities like San Francisco or New York City or even Orlando for that matter, or Denver. You know, you might want to really think strongly about whether your local real estate market is in a bubble and could fall drastically, which would, if you are heavily leveraged, it could cost you a lot of money. It could be a major disaster. This is not a time to be overly leveraged in real estate, because there's going to be a forced deleveraging taking place around the world, literally a global forced deleveraging that we will see happening over the next 5 years, very likely. So you want to make sure that you're not caught up in that. You don't want to be overleveraged, owning multiple properties where you're getting rent from people, but you're heavily in debt on those properties, because all of those prices could turn against you in a huge way. If you bought a house, let's say, for $200,000, by the year 2023 or 24, that price, that house could only be, might only be worth $100,000. You could lose 50% value in that home. And if you're heavily leveraged in that home, the bank will start calling in some of the loan that it has, that you have with the bank, requiring you to put up more capital so that the bank's exposure is no more than 80% of the current value of the home. Let me give you some specifics. Let's say that you put 20% down on a $200,000 home, which would be $40,000, and you took out a loan from the bank for $160,000. Now, the bank is only willing to take an 80% exposure based on the current value of the home. So if real estate prices are crashing in your local city and it drops your home value to $100,000 instead of $200,000, the bank is only willing to be exposed to $80,000 rather than the $160,000 that it already has exposed. So it's going to demand that you pay the difference between $80,000 and $160,000 to the bank, which is $80,000 in cash, in order to keep the loan. A lot of people aren't aware that that can happen, but yes, banks have that ability to call in those loans as housing values drop. And what causes the drop to happen even more then is that a lot of people don't have that extra cash to pay the bank's requirement to meet the 80% that the bank needs. So therefore, they sell the homes on a fire sale out of desperation to try to raise the cash in order to pay some of their other homes, you know, to pay the bank for some of the other loans. And this causes a fire sale panic. So this is how home prices can crash in a cascading debt collapse that is almost infectious. It becomes a contagion in the banking system. In any case, I want you to be aware of this. Stay safe. Watch your local markets. Make sure you're not overleveraged in this real estate bubble that we're now looking at, and be ready for things to hit the fan from 2017 to 2023 globally as the real estate deleveraging begins to accelerate. Thank you for listening. I hope you stay safe. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, for healthrangerreport.com.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.